Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lesson 21 of Juegos Podcast. Today, let's study English at a restaurant. 今日はレストランで使える英語を練習していきましょう。外国人観光客、日本に来て必ず寝る、食べる、買う。 So today, let's review words we can use at a restaurant when they're eating. Are you ready? Let's eat. Let's start. Let's go.Hello, everyone, and welcome to Juego. How are you? I'm fine, thank you for asking. Today is English we can use at the restaurant. レストランで使える英語を勉強していきましょう。でも、勉強する前、価値がある、勉強する方向がある。今、juego.com に行って、このポッドキャストについてのワークシートがあります。無料にダウンロードできる。あそこのいる間、もし質問かコメントがあったら、どうぞそれも入れてください。So, for you to get the most value from this podcast, there is a free worksheet that you can download at our website, juego.com. Thank you for waiting.So let's get started. First, let's listen to a conversation at a restaurant. It's about 1 minute.
次、レストランで自然な会話を聞いていきましょう。1分ぐらいですから、どのぐらい聞き取れるんでしょうか。それ終わってから、基本的なレストランで使える英語を学びましょう。
So here we go. There is...One waiter and three people in the sitting party.
男の子一人で、女の子二人で、その三人のグループで、イタリアレストランで食べてると思いますから、聞いていきましょう。
Are you ready for the challenge? Here we go.
Good evening. Are you ready to order?
Well, first, can you tell me, please, what is today's soup?
It's bean soup. It's very good.
Okay, I'd like soup as a starter. And then could I have veal escalope for my main course?
Is that with salad?
With vegetables, please.
Certainly, madam.
I'd like the same for my starter, please. And then I'd like spaghetti bolognese for my main course with salad.
And you, sir? Could I have risotto as a starter, please? And then what is chicken amalfi?
It's our speciality.It's chicken with a tomato and mushroom sauce.
That sounds good. I'd like that, please.
And would you like something to drink?
Mary, Anna, would you like wine?
I'd love a glass of red wine.
The house wine?
Yes, that's fine, thanks.
I'd just like some sparkling water.
Okay, two glasses of the house red wine and a bottle of sparkling water, please.
Very good.
They have very good desserts here, too. The ice cream is wonderful.
Great. I love Italian ice cream.
Me too.
Great. I love Italian ice cream, too. And matcha ice cream.
Okay. どうでしたか? How was that?
Maybe it was a little fast, but let's practice some English we can use at the restaurant. Here we go. レストランで使える英語ですね。何名様ですか?
Hello, how are you? How many?
How many?
How many はいくつだけど、基本的に how many 聞いたら、それ何名様っていう意味ですね。もっとおもたなしい方向があって、
Excuse me, how many people?
How many people?
予約ありますか?
Do you have a reservation? Do you have a reservation?
Recently, in Japan, when I go to different restaurants, they usually say,
お好みの席に座ってもよろしいですよ。どうぞ。
You can take a seat wherever you like. You can take a seat wherever you like.
は難しかったら
Please take any table you like. Please take any table you like.
外か中がよろしいですか？どっちがよろしいですか？
Would you like to sit inside or outside? Would you like to sit inside or outside?
窓側の席がよろしいですか？
Would you like a window seat? Would you like a window seat?There are many beautiful restaurants, especially in Hakone, and sitting by the window gives you a beautiful view of things like Lake Ashi or beautiful trees, forests, rivers. Next.
この席でよろしいですか?
Is this table okay for you?Is this table okay for you?
もっと簡単なおもてなしの方も
Will this table be okay? Will this table be okay?
こちらへどうぞ
Please follow me. Please follow me.Would you follow me, please? Would you follow me, please?
一番簡単の言い方は
This way, please. This way, please. Follow,
それか This way, どっちも使ってますね。Follow はついてきてください。
Follow me.
私をついてきてください。
This way, please. こちら。This way.
そしてお席まで案内してから
Next, you probably give the menu to your new customers.
こちらがメニューでございます。
Here is our menu.
簡単ですね。はい、メニューだよ。
Here is our menu.
そして見て、少し時間あげてご注文はお決まりですか?
Are you ready to order? Are you ready to order?
今回、なんとかな準備ができましたか? その準備は注文の準備ですね。
Order, 注文。Ready, 準備。Are you ready to order?
それか、決まりましたか?
Have you decided?Have you decided?
何がよろしいでしょうか?
What would you like? What would you like? What do you want?
何が欲しいですか? 以上によりも
What would you like?
おもてなしですね。ちょっと丁寧な言い方。
One more level up.What would you like? よりもっとおもてなしは What would you like to have? What would you like to have?
あのネイティブによって自然に言うと
Would
と You がちょっと合体して
Would you
になりますね
What would you like to have?
あと、たまにこんなシチュエーションもありますね。申し訳ありませんが、牛乳は置いていませんですね。ないですな。
I'm sorry, we don't have milk. I'm sorry, we don't have milk.
もしなんか頼まれて、それなかったら、もちろん先に謝って、
I'm sorry, そして説明。We don't have milk.
Next. ご注文は揃いましたでしょうか? よく言われますね。At many Japanese restaurants. But in English, it's, did you get everything? Did you get everything? それか、will that be all? Will that be all? Did you get everything? 全部もらいましたか? Will that be all? それは全部ですか?まあ、いろんな言い方、いろんな方向がありますけど、これ基本的なおもてなし英語ですね。何を使っても伝えたら、それ一番いいと思いますね。ごゆっくりどうぞ。Enjoy your meal. やっぱり please つけたらいいですね。Please enjoy your meal. お皿をお下げしてもよろしいですか?May I take your plates? May I take your plates? それが May I clear this for you? May I clear this for you? 両方は May I で始まってるんですよね。May I はなんかお客さんになんか許可にもらってるみたいね。許可もらってそして下がりますから May I。May I take your plates? 食べ終わってからお会計ですね。そしてお支払い方ですね。現金かカードのどちらでお支払いでしょうか? Would you like to pay by cash or card? Would you like to pay by cash or card?あ、申し訳ありません。クレジットカードは使いません。こういうクレジットカード使えるところ結構ありますね。もう、I'm from America and in America we use credit cards and debit cards for almost everything. I went to America last summer and I was very surprised. Many people don't use cash. Unlike Japan,Which is very much a cash-based society. 本当に日本はあの現金な国ですね。この前夏休みアメリカに帰ってびっくりしたことはみんな現金なくてカード何でも払ってた。あのちっちゃいのあの100円のソーダでも前の人はあのカード出しました。それちょっとびっくりしましたけど。そういう時代になってますよね。そして外国人観光客日本に来てまだ分かってないね。あの自分の国の支払い方やろうと思ってもできないかもしれませんから。I'm sorry, we can't accept credit cards.I'm sorry, we can't accept credit cards. Don't よりも can't 使ったらいい。Don't は私、僕ら、使いさせないみたいですね。受けないです。でも we can't 使ったら何々できませんね。申し訳ないけどできません。We can't accept credit cards.お支払いはご一緒ですか?それとも別々になさいますか?また、would you で始まるね。Would you like to pay together or separate? Would you like to pay together or separate? はい、あなたのお釣りです。Here is your change. Here is your change.Excellent. Well, that was today's podcast. Don't forget, there's a free worksheet at hoego.com. hoego.com であの無料のワークシートもあります。あそこのいる間、そろそろ7月になりますから、東京で7月の24か31目指して、ちっちゃいセミナーをやっていこうと思ってます。
あのメールマガジンに登録して、あの週に1回ぐらい情報流れてるから、あのぜひ登録してください。あともし時間があったら iTunes で口コミにおいて助かります。 Thanks for staying with us and let's listen to the restaurant conversation one more time。 その後クイズあげますから頑張ってください。 Here we go one more time。 The restaurant, at the restaurant。 Three people, one waiter。
Good evening, are you ready to order?
Well, first, can you tell me please, what is today's soup?
Are you ready to order? って聞きましたね。 So she asked, what is today's soup? Maybe you have a special, maybe not. Let's listen again.
Soup, it's very good.
Okay, I'd like soup as a starter, and then could I have veal escalope for my main course?
Is that with salad?
With vegetables, please.
Certainly, madam.
I'd like the same for my starter, please. And then I'd like spaghetti bolognese for my main course, with salad.
And you, sir?
Could I have risotto as a starter, please? And then what is chicken Amalfi?
It's our speciality. It's chicken with a tomato and mushroom sauce.
That sounds good. I'd like that, please.
And would you like something to drink?
Would you like something to drink? This is an Italian restaurant. The menu is a little interesting. もうイタリアのレストランだから、あのメニューに出てるものも私あまりわかりませんけど、but 想像できますよね。Bolognese. Next, drinks. What would you like to drink?
Anna, would you like wine?
I'd love a glass of red wine.
The house wine?
Yes, that's fine, thanks.
I'd just like some sparkling water.
Okay, two glasses of the house red wine and a bottle of sparkling water, please.
Very good.
Excellent. So how was that? I have a question. What did they order to drink? あの、私も食べ物何頼んだか覚えてませんから、I don't remember what they ordered. But I remember what they ordered to drink. Do you? Okay. Until next time, excellent everyone, good job, and I will see you next time. おもてなし英語を世界へ。Good job, everyone. もしコメントか質問があったら、hoego.com 行って書いてください。あそこのいる間、ワークシート、他のレッスンもありますよ。Good job. おもてなし英語を頑張ってください。See you!